If you know what to do for your arms, but still struggle to follow through, this episode is for you. Today, we're talking about the most dangerous thought women over 50 believe and how it's shaping your habits without you even realizing it. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 104. I've got a good one for you today. And honestly, I've been sitting on this because I couldn't wait to share it with you. You know how I always say at the end of the podcast, if you have a question, if you want to reach out, you can email me. And I really mean that. I read those emails. I love hearing from you. And so many of you do reach out. A couple of weeks ago, I got an email from a woman named Linda who lives in Australia. And I have to pause here because it still blows my mind that I'm sitting in my office recording this podcast and the message is reaching women all over the world, women I've never met, places I've never been, all connected by the same struggle and the same desire to change. So here's what Linda wrote to me. She said, "Your podcast has helped me overcome a lifelong struggle with consistency around my body and my arms. Not obsession, not extremes, but that nagging, guilt-filled cycle of starting over again and again. Your teaching on compelling reasons changed everything for me. I thought you'd find this amusing. I had my compelling reason tattooed on my shoulder so I can see it in the mirror every day. It is a beacon that calls me home." I mean, what? That was my actual brain when I read this. What? And then she attached a picture so I could actually see it, right? The tattoo, her compelling reason. And it was a quote that said, "There is no real excellence in all this world which can be separated from right living." And even now, weeks later, I still find myself thinking, wow, because this is what a compelling reason really is. It's not a goal weight. It's not toned arms for summer. It's not a number on a scale or a measurement on a tape. It's a beacon. And I love how she said that, a beacon that calls you home. And you've heard me say this before. If you want lasting change with your arms, you have to connect to a compelling reason that actually means something to you, something deeper than frustration, something deeper than fixing yourself. You don't just find it once, read it one time, and move on. You weave it into your life. You see it. You return to it. You let it guide you back when motivation fades, when consistency wobbles, you know, when the old patterns start whispering again. Linda, if you're listening, thank you. That email made my entire day, right? It stopped me in my tracks in the best way. And to all of you who write to me, who share your stories, who tell me where you're struggling, who ask for help navigating the hard parts, please know this. I read every word and I don't take it lightly. And I love being here with you. I'm still thinking about it. Still thinking about that tattoo. Like, what? So incredible. So incredible. All right. So today I want to talk about one very specific thought that I see sabotage arm results over and over again. And I'm going to warn you ahead of time. Okay. This one might rub you the wrong way at first. The thought is this: I deserve it. Now, before you mentally unsubscribe, stay with me. I don't think I've ever met a woman who hasn't used that thought, right? Not once, not occasionally, regularly, almost reflexively, I deserve it. And here's the thing. On the surface, it sounds empowering. It sounds mature. It sounds earned. Like, yes, I deserve this. I work hard. I've been through a lot. I'm exhausted. I've taken care of everyone else. I deserve it. but I want to be very clear about something. I deserve it is not a fact. It's a thought. And it's a thought that creates entitlement, permission, justification. It quietly says, I have the right to skip this workout. I have permission to overeat. I've earned checking out. I don't need to follow through today. And this is where it gets a little controversial, right? I deserve it is one of the most powerful habit reinforcing thoughts that you have. And for most women, it's the thought sitting at the very top of the permission giving list, which is exactly why we need to talk about it. Because I know your list, right? I had one too. Long day, long week, no time, no energy, bored, lonely, overwhelmed, underappreciated, hormones, stress, family life, work stuff, life stuff, right? I deserve it. But I want you to consider this. Every time you think I deserve it and then act on it by skipping your arm workout, overeating, or blowing off the plan you made for yourself, your brain gets rewarded. Your brain gets dopamine. Your brain goes, oh, this is a great thought. Let's keep this one. Let's think I deserve it more often. Not because it's true, but because it works. It works to keep the habit exactly the same. And this is the part most people don't want to hear. The thought, I deserve it, isn't neutral. It's fuel. It fuels the very patterns you say you want to stop repeating. Your brain isn't trying to give you toned arms. It's trying to get rewarded. And if I deserve it reliably leads to comfort, relief, or checking out, your brain will protect that thought like it's gold. So today, we're not taking that thought at face value anymore. We're going to start questioning it. Because maybe what you actually deserve isn't the thing that keeps you stuck. Maybe what you deserve is the version of you who follows through. Yes, right? I said it. And I promise we're going to unpack this together. So that thought, I deserve it, is real fuel for the habit. And we use it for everything, right? I deserve it because it's the end of the day. I deserve it because I need to take the edge off. I deserve it because I'm stressed. I deserve it because it's a celebration and everybody else is doing it. Sound familiar? Your brain is incredibly creative when it comes to finding reasons. And that's not a character flaw. It's just how the brain works. It loves rewards. It loves relief. It loves comfort. So it's constantly scanning the environment like, okay, what's happening right now that could justify this thought? It's 5 o'clock. It's been a day. It's a party. I don't like my boss. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. I'm emotional. Perfect. I deserve it. And every time your brain thinks that thought and it leads to skipping your workout, overeating, or blowing off the plan you made for your arms, your brain gets rewarded again, which means it will absolutely keep offering you that thought. But here's where I want you to pause with me for a second, because this is the part no one slows down long enough to look at. We all keep thinking, I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it. But what I want to know is this. What is the it? And listen, your brain is going to want to stay vague here, right? Because vague is comfortable and vague lets you off the hook. So I'm going to challenge you. Don't say, oh, I don't know. Gloss over it. Get specific. What is the it your brain is actually after? Is it skipping the workout? Or is it the relief from how you feel? Is it the food? Or is it the comfort, the pleasure, or just checking out for a while? Is it blowing off your arm plan? Or is it rest, ease, confidence, or just feeling taken care of? Because here's the truth. It's almost never the thing itself. It's what you think the thing is going to give you. And this question hit me hard when I first started looking at it in my own life. For nearly 20 years, I worked as a dental hygienist. Day after day, I watched people struggle with habits they desperately wanted to change. I'd have the same patient sit in my chair every 6 months, same conversation. They'd tell me they really wanted healthier gums. They knew exactly what to do, right? Floss daily, slow down, be consistent. And every time they'd say some version of, I know, I just don't do it. Not because they didn't care, not because they weren't smart, but because the short-term relief of skipping it always won over the long-term result they said they wanted. At the same time, I was a single mom. I was tired, overextended, carrying a lot. So when I thought I deserve it, what I was really saying was, I'm exhausted and I don't know how else to take care of myself right now. That realization literally changed everything, because once you understand what the it is, you stop fighting yourself and start solving the real problem. And that's where this gets really interesting. So when I first started pulling on this thread in my own life, my brain went somewhere interesting. I didn't think about motivation or willpower or discipline. I thought about standards. For almost 20 years as a dental hygienist, I worked inside systems built around standards of care. There were clear guidelines for what healthy gums looked like, clear expectations for daily maintenance, clear consequences when things were ignored long enough. And what always struck me was this: the standard never changed based on how busy someone was, or how tired, or how stressed, right? The body didn't negotiate, right? Healthy gums still required daily care, whether you were overwhelmed or not. And when I started unpacking the thought, I deserve it, right, in my own life, I realized I was treating it like a rule, right? Like a standard I didn't question. So I had to slow down and ask myself, what do I actually believe I'm deserving of? And this is where it gets uncomfortable for a lot of people, because when I ask women that question, most of them get stuck at first, but eventually the answers start to sound very similar. They'll say things like, I deserve to be treated fairly. I deserve respect. I deserve to be spoken to kindly. And I'll say, okay, that makes sense. But let me ask you something. Who determines whether that happens? Who decides if you're treated fairly? Who decides if you're respected? Who decides if someone is polite to you? And almost every time, the answer is the same. Other people. It's how other people treat me that determines what I deserve. And this is where I gently but firmly refuse to let your brain off the hook, okay? Because when it comes to your arms, your habits, your consistency, and your follow through, we're not focused on other people. We're focused on you, right? Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. You don't get to control how anyone else shows up, but you do get to decide what you believe you're deserving of when no one is watching, when you're tired, when it's inconvenient, when it would be easier to opt out. That's the real standard. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And that's where this conversation starts to shift everything. Because here's the thing. If you spend all your energy trying to make sure other people treat you fairly, respectfully, and politely, you're going to burn yourself out. And you're still going to be disappointed. Why? Because you don't control other people. You are not in charge of how their brains think, how they feel, or how they act. You never have been. I can't guarantee much in this world, but I can guarantee this. At some point, someone is going to be unfair to you. Someone is going to be dismissive. Someone is going to be rude, thoughtless, or disrespectful. And then what? Is your brain going to spin for days on how you didn't deserve that? Is that the place that you want to live mentally? I sure hope not. And yet at the same time, you are telling yourself, I deserve it constantly. I deserve it. I deserve it. And for many of you, that thought has quietly become your permission slip. Not for self-respect, right? Not for growth, but for opting out. It's the thought that fuels skipping workouts. It's the thought that fuels overeating. It's the thought that fuels breaking promises to yourself. And here's what I find so fascinating. When I ask women what they actually deserve in life from themselves, right? Not from other people, not from circumstances, right? Not from the world. Most of them go blank. We've never really been taught to think about that, right? What do you deserve from you? Not what your boss owes you, not what your family should do, not what society promised you. What do you deserve from yourself? And when you start paying attention to what's actually sitting on the other side of the thought, I deserve it, most of the time, it's not some profound act of self-care. It's skipping the workout. It's overeating. It's checking out. That's usually it. And I want you to notice something without judging yourself. That version of I deserve it isn't very deep. It's just familiar. It's just easy. And it's been rewarded enough times that your brain keeps offering it like it's wisdom. And this is why it's so important to slow down and really look at this thought instead of letting it run on autopilot. Because if I deserve it is fueling the habit and you never question it, you're just letting your brain repeat the same loop, right? I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it. And then you skip the workout. You overeat. You blow off the plan that you made for your arms. All you're really doing in that moment is giving your brain a quick hit of dopamine. You're teaching your brain, this is a great thought. This one works. Let's do this again. What you are not doing is actually going after what you truly deserve in your life. And I promise you this, what you deserve is so much bigger than dopamine. So here's what I think you deserve. I think you deserve love. And I'm not talking about love from other people. I'm talking about love from yourself. Because let's be honest for a second here. So many of you talk to yourselves in ways you would never speak to a friend, ever. You wouldn't look at a woman you care about and say, you're a screw up. You're lazy. What is wrong with you? You have no discipline. And yet, that's the internal chatter running in your head on repeat. That is not how you treat someone you believe is deserving of kindness or compassion. You deserve kindness. You deserve compassion, especially from yourself. You deserve curiosity. This is one of my favorite emotions. Curiosity changes everything. You deserve to be curious about why you do what you do instead of attacking yourself for it. You deserve to explore your patterns, your habits, your resistance without making it mean something is wrong with you. You deserve meaning. You deserve growth. You deserve to go after your dreams. And yes, you deserve rest too. But listen, if the only thing you keep teaching your brain that you are entitled to is dopamine, you will never go after those things. If every version of I deserve it ends in skipping, overeating, or checking out, your brain will never learn that you deserve love or self-respect or follow through or rest that actually restores you. And you'll just keep circling back to dopamine over and over again. So let me say this as clearly as I can. If you felt as strongly about being deserving of love, kindness, compassion, curiosity, rest, and your dreams, as you do about being deserving of comfort in the moment, you would not keep turning to food and skipping workouts or checking out to give yourself what you deserve. That's just the truth, because this thought sounds simple, but it's sneaky. I deserve it. But what is the it? What are you actually teaching your brain that you're entitled to? If the only thing your brain has learned is that you are entitled to dopamine and a quick relief or escape, then of course, that's what it's going to keep chasing. So here's the real question. Do you want to show your brain a different way? Do you want to teach it something else? Because your brain will absolutely keep offering you the thought, I deserve it, as long as it keeps working. As long as that thought reliably leads to a reward, your brain will protect it like its job depends on it. And this is why I have an exercise for you today. And I'm going to say this gently, but clearly. Don't skip it. This thought is one of the hardest ones for people to loosen. Yeah, but I deserve it. And that belief feels justified. It feels earned. It feels unquestionable until you really look at it. Because once you slow it down, once you get specific, once you stop letting it stay vague, it starts to lose its grip. So you have to actually show your brain that you are deserving of more than a quick fix, right? More than just relief in the moment, more than just dopamine. You have to show your brain that there is another way to take care of yourself. Otherwise, this thought will keep fueling the habit. It will keep making it stronger. And your brain will happily keep thinking it all day long. I deserve it. I deserve it. Because from your brain's point of view, that thought works. The work now is deciding whether that's the reward system you want to keep reinforcing. All right, so here's the exercise I want you to do. And I really encourage you to actually do it, not just listen and nod along. So first, I want you to write down what you believe you deserve from other people. Whatever comes to mind, right? Respect, support, encouragement, understanding, fairness, kindness, whatever it is, write it all down. Then I want to ask you to pause and ask yourself this question honestly. Am I giving these things to myself? If you believe you deserve patience from others, are you patient with yourself? If you believe you deserve encouragement, are you encouraging yourself? If you believe you deserve respect, Are you respecting your own plans, your own boundaries, your own goals? Now, next, I want you to define what you believe you deserve out of life. Okay, now this could be anything, right? Peace, confidence, health, strength, feeling good in your body, freedom, joy, a sense of pride when you look in the mirror. Okay, so just whatever it is, write it down. And then ask yourself, am I actively going after these things? Or am I waiting for life to hand them to me? Because those are two very different approaches. And finally, this is the most important part. I want you to really zoom in on the thought, I deserve it. This permission-giving thought, the one that makes you feel entitled, the one that triggers skipping the workout, overeating, or breaking the promise you made to yourself. What is the it for you? Is it ease? Is it relaxation? Celebration? Is it relief from stress or emotion? There's no right or wrong answer here. This is just about awareness, not judgment. Once you define it, ask yourself one more question. Do I actually know how to give this thing to myself in a way that supports my arms and my life? Or am I just waiting for dopamine to do the job? Because if you don't answer that question intentionally, your brain will keep defaulting to the fastest reward it knows. Left unchecked, this thought will continue to fuel the habit and it'll keep getting stronger. It will keep sounding more convincing and your brain will happily repeat it all day long. I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it. Your challenge is to decide what you truly deserve in your life and start going after that. That's what creates change. That's what builds self-trust. And that's what creates arms you're proud of, not just physically, but mentally too. All right. You know how to reach me if you want to share what you've discovered, if you have questions, or if there's something you want me to talk about on the podcast, send me an email. I absolutely love hearing from you guys, and I'll see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms Together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.